Please do keep that page open, Proverbs chapter 9. That's the chapter we've got to in our little summer series through the book of Proverbs. Isn't it fantastic to receive a party invitation? Well, it is most of the time, I think. I was delighted to receive a couple of wedding invitations this year. Opened the envelope, clocked the date, and thought, that's lovely. And they've invited me. But what about the situation when you receive two invitations from different people in different places for the same date? Typical, isn't it? Two wedding invitations for the same day. Two parties on the same night. What do you do? Puts you on the spot. You need to make a decision. Which do you choose? One or the other? It's a dilemma, one of those dilemmas we can't avoid. And this is the situation described in chapter 9 of the book of Proverbs. There are two invitations. Have a look. One starts at the bottom of page 655. Wisdom has built her house. She's hewn her seven pillars. She's slaughtered her animals. She's mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She's sent out her servant girls. She calls from the highest places in the town, "You that are simple, turn in here." To those without sense, she says, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight." Woman wisdom has a party invitation out. Then in verse 13, there's another invitation. The foolish woman is loud. She is ignorant and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the high places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way, "You who are simple, turn in here." And to those without sense, she says, "Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant." But they do not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Woman folly has a party invitation out as well. Two invitations, two voices calling, two banquets prepared, which one to go to? Now you're probably thinking, come on, Rob, it's obvious enough, isn't it? You know, the clue's there. One hostess called Wisdom, the other's called Folly. One has food, the other has stolen food. One has the way to life, the other to death. Yes, okay, I'm not that daft. The choice is quite obvious with the benefit of the hindsight of Proverbs chapter 9. But look again, because when we make our choices, we don't have hindsight, do we? We often don't have the big picture. We just have what's being said and what we can make of it. And woman wisdom sends out from where? Well, from the highest places in the town, verse 3b. And where does woman folly send out from? Verse 14. She sits at the door of her house on a seat at the high places of the town. Same place, same neighborhood anyway. And woman wisdom has invited all who are simple. "You that are simple, turn in here," she says. So the guest list is everyone, anyone who is a bit ordinary and confused. Who's woman folly invited? Well, woman folly has invited exactly the same people with exactly the same phrase, the same words. It's not that one's invited ordinary people who are a bit confused and the other's invited celebrities. No, ordinary people who are a bit confused, the simple, are invited to both. Verse 4, "You that are simple, turn in here." Verse 16, "You who are simple, turn in here." Similar address on the hill. Exactly the same invitation so far. So maybe it's not so easy to make these decisions, is it? We need to look at the small print of these invitations, because here is where the differences start to appear. Woman Wisdom goes on to say this in verses 5 and 6. Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight. Homemade bread, homemade wine. Nice. And then a call to repent. Turn from your foolish ways, immaturity, simpleness, and live. Walk in the way of wisdom instead. So, homemade stuff and a call to repent. Would you go to that banquet? This probably is not what we would expect on a party invitation if we read down that far. Come to the banquet and repent of your sins. But this is no ordinary invitation, even though it is to everyone, ordinary people, those who are a bit confused. This is an invitation which sounds a lot like God's invitation. Later in Old Testament times, the prophet Isaiah spoke the invitation of God. Hey, chapter 55, verse 1, hey, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money, without price. Verse 2 of the same, listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourselves in rich food. And in verse 6 of Isaiah 55, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. In essence, come to my banquet and repent of your sins. It's the message. It's God's message. Woman Wisdom's invitation is God's invitation to everyone. And so it's no surprise that Jesus gave the same invitation, the same picture. We can find it in Luke chapter 14, verse 16. And Jesus said to him, someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, come, for everything is ready now. But they all alike began to make excuses. This is the parable Jesus told when somebody had asked or said, blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. The context is the invitation to God's place, God's banquet. And when many refused the invitation with a whole host of excuses, what did the host do? He sent the invitation to others, those in the streets, the lanes, the blind and the lame, and so on. The simple will come. The others who made excuses, says Jesus, none of those who were invited will taste my banquet. And as Jesus goes on in this passage to say, Jesus is looking for people who come to him, carry their cross, and follow him. It is the same invitation as Woman Wisdom's. Come to the banquet at mine, says God. And the way in? Repent and commit to me, says the Lord. So if that's Woman Wisdom's invitation, let's look at the second invitation, Woman Folly, starting at verse 13 and recognizing that at verse 16, the first bit of the invitation is the same. You who are simple, turn in here. But the next bit is rather different. Verse 17, stolen water is sweet, the bread eaten in secret is pleasant. What's going on there? A Woman Folly offers stolen drink and food eaten furtively. Let's be a bit naughty, she's saying, isn't she? Appealing to our sinful nature. Forbidden pleasures often seem more attractive than other pleasures. Naughty but nice is harder to refuse. Would you be tempted to consider that invitation? So the choice is becoming clearer. Woman wisdom, with wholesome homemade food and the need to repent of our sins. Woman folly, with stolen food and the temptation to indulge our sinful nature. The decision is becoming clearer. And in the hurly-burly of life, we need to recognize that this is not just talking about one decision, because life is a series of decisions like this. And all the time, woman wisdom is calling us one way, and woman folly is calling us another way. Being wise is choosing wisdom every time, time after time. Our next decision is the most important one to get right. And the next important after that is the one after that. And it matters which way we choose. In Proverbs chapter 9, it's made clear, one way is the way to life. Verse 6, lay aside immaturity, simpleness, and live. It's about life, walking in the way of wisdom. And the other way is the way to death. Verse 18, but they do not know that the dead are there at that party, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol, the place of the dead. And actually, this is a teaching in wisdom that Jesus taught too. What did he say in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and following? Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. And for the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few that find it. We can see in these gospel teachings that Jesus is obviously influenced by wisdom teaching when he recognizes the truth that the important decisions in life can so often be reduced to two ways, this way and this way. And the choice, the response, which way will you go? Which will you choose? Because you must choose, can't just drift along. That's the thing about invitations. You need to respond. Woman wisdom has invited you to the great banquet and to repent of your sins. Woman folly has invited you to the great banquet and to indulge your sinful nature. Invitations demand a reply. We must respond, we know that, especially when there's two invitations at the same time. Jesus told another parable to say that in order to be wise, we must join in. We must commit ourselves. We must respond. And this one's in Luke chapter 7, verse 31 and following. And Jesus says this, to what then will I compare the people of this generation? And what are they like? They're like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Nevertheless, wisdom is vindicated by all her children. What's that saying? Well, it's saying it's no good just sitting on the fence all the time in the marketplace, like those children who wouldn't join in the games. There were the other children saying, come on, join in. We're doing the dancing game, the weddings game. Come on. Oh, okay then. Oh, well, let's do, maybe you're not in the mood for that. Well, let's do another game. Let's do the funeral game, the wailing and weeping game. Shall we do that one? No, wouldn't join in, whatever game it was. whatever mood you're in, just wouldn't join in. But we need to join in. Whether it's children and games, or whether it's people who hear John the Baptist and complain that he's too abstemious, or hear Jesus and complain that he's too party-going. Those aren't excuses for not joining in. Commit yourself to follow, is what Jesus is saying. Make your decision and act on it. Respond to the invitation. You need to. That's being wise. Wisdom is vindicated by all her children. And if you are a child of wisdom, you will be committed to joining in. Be committed to shun the invitation of woman folly and avoid indulging your sinful nature. And again, choose to respond to Jesus' invitation and woman wisdom's invitation to repent of your sins and follow him. That's being wise. One more sermon next week in our series. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your call. And thank you, Lord, for your call, which is so clear in competition with other calls that come to our ears as well. Please help us to be wise and discerning. Please help us to be wise and those who respond. Commit ourselves. And commit ourselves to you and the call of woman wisdom. For your name's sake. Amen.